Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's recorded in the Psalm of David. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We want to welcome you to the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. You're here under the teaching and tutelage under Pastor Dolly Bundage, a wonderful woman of God. And this is the day that the Lord has made. This is our hour of power of prayer. I'm Apostle Horsley. I'll be starting us off with the facilitating the day in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Still riding, so it might be a little choppy, a little noisy going through here, but just keep me in prayer. We'll be all right. Hallelujah to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say this is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Beautiful Savior, yes, I do. Conquering Jesus, I love you too. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. You made the trees to bear, the heart to care, eyes to see and ears to hear. You gave us the power to understand. You gave your only begotten Son as a sacrifice for the sins of men. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Beautiful Savior, yes, I do. Conquering Jesus, I love you too. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. God has a master plan made by his hand. At that time, the foundation was laid. And he brought us all together in one body unto God. The enmity was abolished. The foundation was laid. Thank you, Jesus. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we thank you, O Lord God, for this hour of power of prayer this morning, O Lord God, for moving by your Spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, Lord God. God, we thank you for all that you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we ask that you would bless Pastor Darlene, O Lord God, bless everyone that is here, Lord God. Bless the wife, O Lord God, my wife, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would move by your Spirit, by your power, Lord God, that you would anoint us afresh today, O Lord God, to go through this, our power of prayer. God, we thank you, O Lord God, for the long night. The ride is just about finished. And we thank God and we praise God in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. For, Lord God, you, all of these things here, Lord God, I know that you would meet the need, O Lord God. We thank you for each and everyone that came here today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you for moving by your spirit and by your power, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. O Lord God, we ask, O Lord God, that you would bless, O Lord God, in a miraculous way, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Everyone that is in queue, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and that you're moving by your power, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, bless our children, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Those children, O Lord God, that are out for summer vacation, O Lord God. Young adults out on summer vacation from school, O Lord God. Looking forward to going to the college, O Lord God, in the fall, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you bless, O Lord God, and protect them, O Lord God, from drive-by shootings, O Lord God, accidents, incidents, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, that you move by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, because your name is worthy to be praised, O Lord God. From the rising of the sun, O Lord God, to the going down of the same, O Lord God, your name is to be praised, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for the weather, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you for your divine protection, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God, that you're moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and that you're moving by your power, Lord God. Looked all over, searched all over, Lord God. Just couldn't find no one, O Lord God, no one that was greater than you, O Lord God. So we come today, O Lord God, to praise you, O Lord God, and to worship you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God, for the activity of the limbs this morning, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the pain that has stopped pain in the body so bad, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We pray for those, O Lord God, that are homeless, O Lord God, those that are on rooftops, O Lord God, abandoned buildings, O Lord God, those that are in shelters, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you look on the wildfires that are burning, O Lord God. Look on the war in Kuwait, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, look, O Lord God, of the things that are going on here in this world today, O Lord God. Lord God, we are divided, O Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God. But we ask, O Lord God, that you bring us together, Lord God, in unison, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, move by your spirit, O Lord God, and begin to fix, O Lord God, that which is broken, O Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, look on the president of this United States and the vice, O Lord God. Bless him, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Look on the Senate of this House of Representatives, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, firemen, policemen, O Lord God, nurses, O Lord God, and nurses' aid, O Lord God. Look on the senior citizen today, O Lord God. Look on those, O Lord God, that are incarcerated today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Give them a change of heart, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, O Lord God, for all the wonderful works you're doing, O Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that this part of the work day is just about over here, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Someone woke up this morning, O Lord God, just for them to get that they felt like going on, O Lord God, that they couldn't make it, O Lord God. Body had pain in it, O Lord God, but we rebuke that pain in the name of Jesus, God. We actually, oh, Lord God, that you would bless, hallelujah to God, all the newborn babies, oh, Lord God, that were born between yesterday, prayer line, this day, prayer line, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Bless my wife, oh, Lord God, who's studying, oh, Lord God, for a test or a program today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we pray, oh, Lord God, for sister works, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Those that need apartments, oh, Lord God, hallelujah to God. Those that are looking and thinking about and contemplating buying a house, oh, Lord God, we ask that you would bless today in a miraculous way in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move by your spirit, by your power, Lord God, that you would bless Uncle Neil, Lord God, that you would bless my nephew Junior, Lord God, and his son, oh Lord God, my sister Lisa, Lord God, and her two daughters, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would stretch forth your hand of deliverance and deliverance them, O Lord God, in Jesus' name, O Lord God. Look on the grandchildren, O Lord God, and great-grand, O Lord God, as many and as far off as you call, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, God, we thank you. We praise you in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask you, O Lord God, to just touch each and every one, O Lord God, individually and collectively, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, as we move forth today, O Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. So we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen again. Hallelujah to God. Well, I didn't get a chance to talk to the wife there. One of Minister Mary is there. Someone who have the scripture of the week today, and we'll be able to go on from there in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Is someone there that have the scripture of the week?
Yes.
Amen. And the remember, yes. Hallelujah. I was looking for it. Amen. We thank you, Jesus. Good morning.
It's yes. Mary here. I do have that
yes,
scripture.
Sir.
I don't have
okay.
it written down. And,
I have it. I have it ready.
Okay.
So the scripture,
go to the scripture
is from John 13:34
mm-hmm.
and 35. Mm-hmm. And it reads, "A new commandment I give mm-hmm. to you unto I give. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye
you,
love
yes.
one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. 35, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have loved one to another. God bless all with more love in our hearts." Amen. And
amen.
That's from John
amen.
13:34 and 35.
Amen. Is that Minister Christie?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Okay, thank you. Well, hallelujah to God. Anybody care to expound on the scripture there? Hallelujah. I just kept my hands a little full here. Someone wants to expound
well,
on the scripture?
Okay.
Yes, please
I can.
Do. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I just feel like the scripture is saying, you know, just to have compassion for one of us. Each other. You know, Christ has so much compassion on us. And, you know, we do so many things and we make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we don't have that same love for each other when others sometimes, you know, we feel like have wronged us or, you know, sometimes we see people and we don't really have compassion on them. But we got to have the same compassion that Christ have on us, because if God didn't love us like he loved us, then where would we be? So that's why we got to love each other just as Christ has loved us. And sometimes it's not easy. I just went through this last week, and I was just thinking about, you know, just all the times and the people I've been there for. And sometimes they're not there for us, but we got to still have that same love that God has for us, for other people, that guape love, that love that's just overflowing, that love that's just showing compassion for each other. That's why we pray for each other and just keep each other lifted up, because that's what God did for us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's exactly right. Amen. Someone else want to expound on the scripture there? The scripture of the week there? We ought to love one another. Christ says love us. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes,
yes,
God.
Amen.
I would like to bow on it. This is us, Mary here, and I just thank God for that word, God, for how Sister Chris, Minister Chris, described it. We ought to love one another, you know, no matter what they're doing or what they're saying to us. We're faced with that every day, but we know that we love Christ. Christ is in us. He lives with you. And we also love one another. And no matter what, you know, they do or say, I know especially, you know, with me, you know, I run across it every day, you know, even with my family members, you know, just trying to love the unlovable. Trying to love those that really, you know, despitefully use you. But it's much easier to love them when you're in Christ. You may not like the things that they do, but Christ says to love them, you know, to love as he loves. We love them. We hate the sin. We hate how they're mistreating us. But we love. I know I have to love, and it makes it much easier when I love, because it makes it much easier for me not to criticize or not to say things, you know, even think the thoughts that they may, you know, someone is doing unto you, and you know it's wrong and it's hurtful. And but once you think of loving as Christ loved, it becomes much easier to bear what's been said against you, those hateful words, you know, even with someone just cutting you off in the traffic, you know, you want to say, you know, what the fleshly man would say, but you know you love Christ and you say, Lord, have mercy, or God bless, and that just helps you forget about, you know, even saying those, either thinking those thoughts of you know, of evil like they're thinking, but to love one another. And I just thank God for that scripture. It's so on time and one that we need to be reminded of, you know, as Christian daily, because, you know, we're human. We're in this body, and, you know, Christ made us. And we ought to love one another just as Christ loved. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know Christ loved us. Yes, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Continue. Mm-hmm.
No, what I was going to say, Apostle Horsley, that same love that Christ had for us took him to the cross. So we have to love, because that love that Christ had for us took him to the cross. And I just thank God for that love. And I love each and every person on this prayer line. And I just thank God for each one of you guys.
Amen. Amen. That's the love. He said, greater love have no man that he will lay down his life for his brethren. That's love. I know that it came to mind about the different types of love. Agape love, phileo, erotic, you know. And this love that God has, it surpasses all understanding. It does. As far as I see it, it surpasses all understanding. When I think about this love here that Christ had for us, that he would just lay down his life. And so that's just an example of the love that the Father had for us. He said, greater love have no man that he would lay down his life. And because just like people would come here to this hour of power of prayer, and a lot of people have came and they love the unity here. They feel the Spirit of God begins to move. The Holy Ghost comes and it convicts them, and they get the right away. They get the feeling that it's okay to be here, that they could be here, that there's love going on here, and that's the love that he said love us as like just like Christ had loved the church. And this love was really, it gets up there. I'll explain it, because when he said, he also told us to even love our wives as Christ loved the church. It takes a lot of loving to love people sometimes, because everybody have their ways and everybody got their little, I call it corkscrew, you know, hey, whenever it pops out, then you have something to deal with. But people say, he said that the love that we show to people, how you carry yourself and your character, all that is a part of being filled with God's Spirit, being a part of his disciple, being one of the ambassadors of Christ, that carry his word, to carry the carry him that you're a member of the kingdom of God. I was listening to some study that I was going over about who we are in Christ and how we were made to master, or made to, he gave us dominion. Adam lost the dominion, but Christ came, and through his death he got the dominion back. He got dominion back. Hallelujah to God. And so we have the DNA of God, We're children of God, and we shouldn't, and we go through a lot of problems because we don't realize who we are. And God has made us the master here. He has given us to have dominion over this here. He has given his His love. Hallelujah to God. And that love spreads abroad. Hallelujah to God. And they know that everybody that talks to you about it, you don't have to tell people that you are a Christian. They'll know it by the way that you carry yourself, the way you conduct yourself, the way that the Spirit of God just begins to flow out of you. You have that spirit inside of you, but it changed your life. Sometimes I think back on a lot of times. Sometimes it doesn't feel like you're doing anything, and you're not doing the work of God. It doesn't seem like you're making any progress, but you are, because when you look back, it becomes a number of years that you've been serving the Lord. It's been a number of years since you put the sin away. Not that you're not going to make a mistake, and not that you are not blameless, but it's that love that you have, and that love that you display to people. A lot of people will come and they will do you wrong, and they will do things against you, and they'll come and try you. They'll come and test test your faith. Hallelujah to God. They'll come and they'll try you. They'll do something against you. They'll say against you. I have even prayed for people, then they turn around and then they want to make a mockery about it, you know. And between that, then God looks at you to see how you're going to take if someone persecutes you or make a mockery out of what you said. Hallelujah to God. And I would say that, you know, I would just say, Lord, just forgive them, O Lord God, because they don't know what they're doing. They don't know how God had sent his only son to die. Hallelujah to God. And that was sort of what I think about, how Christ died. What kind of, that love is almost, it's almost unexplainable to know the depth of the love of God, how much he loves you, hallelujah, and how he knows all your faults, he knows all your needs, and he still calls you friend, hallelujah to God. He wakes you up every morning, he provides for you, and he encourages you, and he strengthens you in the name of Jesus. He strengthens you, and he blesses you. And then, every time that he comes, a situation comes up, and you go to him in prayer, and you talk to him about what's going on, hallelujah to God. Just the very presence when you come, it makes a difference. Or you could be going through a change or situation would come up, hallelujah to God. When that situation there comes up, you could go to God in prayer. You could read a psalm, a 23rd or anything. But once you begin to read the word of God, somehow or another God just comes and comforts your heart. That's love that he has. No matter what you did, you could just go through, and sometimes, like it was mentioned, car cuts you off, somebody say something to you, and the first thing that the devil comes to your mind and wants you to use words that you don't hear in Sunday school, and then you just feel bad, because the adversary is not going to leave you alone. But that love that you have, that Holy Spirit that you have, put the brakes on things, hallelujah to God. And when you start beginning to worship God and thank him for the love that he's sharing with you, situations begin to change. God moves you to another place, hallelujah to God, and then you see that the situation that you're going through is not as bad as you thought it was. You talk to people, and sometimes, a lot of times, people have the thing I call it, they say they'll give you their prayer, they'll give you their problem for you to pray about so that they can be free to go do something else. They say, this is the situation here, and I'm having this problem. This person has done this to me. I want you to pray about it. So what they really do, instead of them praying, a lot of times, they put that problem on you. You pray about it, and when you get a result from God, you come back and let me know. Now, a lot of people, you pray about it, when this comes through, then let me know. But the thing is that they need to pray for themselves. And what happened is that's part of the life of that you live in Christ. Because what happened is when people come to you, a lot of times you have to take all the things that you know about Christ, about the kingdom of God, and you have to begin to pour into their lives. And what happens is what you're doing is God is loving. What you're doing, you're pouring love into them. You're pouring the word of God into them to the best of your ability. You tell them about how Christ died. And sometimes you testify to them about how God blessed you and how God brought you out of a situation, and how you go through sometimes situation that you think that they don't have any end to that situation, but yet God begins to bless. And then the anointing of God accompanies, the Holy Spirit comes in, and then they begin to spirit, they see that the Spirit of God is working with you. And that's how they know that you are a disciple of God, that God has changed your life. Hallelujah to God. A lot of people see and they know that you're not the same person that you was. Hallelujah to God. Remember when I got saved, I used to drink and everything that I could do at that age. And after a while, once God saved and all of a sudden you went to a place, everyone could see that there was a change in your life. And sometimes they tell you it's not going to last. But God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah to God. Once God changes your life, hallelujah to God, everything that you have is inside of you for you to be for you to be victorious over every weakness, shortcoming, demon, devil, everything that comes up against you. All you have to do is find out your gift that God have you. Hallelujah, God. Once you find out your gift, it makes room for you. Hallelujah to God, and you're part of the kingdom of God. You're not an ordinary person anymore. You're a child of the King. You have God DNA. God sent his son to die for you. And when he died for you, he translated you from this world, from the world of darkness. He translated you into the kingdom of his son, hallelujah to God. He gave you a light, hallelujah to God. He is the light of the world, hallelujah. So when people see you, when you begin to talk, you begin to shed that light. And that light is the light of God. That's the light that shines into the darkness. And the darkness comprehended it or not, that's the light of God. That's his son, Jesus Christ, shining through you. That's why they say, so let your light shine. That's the word of God. That's everything that's inside of you, that love of God shine, that they will see your good works that you're doing, the walk of your life, and they will glorify your Father that is in heaven. That's all a part of being in Christ, hallelujah to God. That's how they know that you're a disciple, the way that you carry yourself, your mannerism, how the patience that you have, hallelujah to God. And sometimes people don't know that the saints of God be going through, hallelujah to God. You be going through and someone will come up with a problem or a situation. And what happens is you have to give them one of the fruits of the Spirit, hallelujah to God. You have to give that spirit of love, hallelujah to God. Sometimes you have children and they don't act right. You have to go through long suffering, hallelujah to God. Sometimes things come up to oppress you, hallelujah to God. But then because you're able to praise God, hallelujah to God, because you know the God that you serve is able, that he's able to do it exceedingly abundantly above all that you should ask or think. When you think of the power of God and that love that he had, hallelujah to God. And every time you get back to him, when you think about it, he gave his son, hallelujah to God. He gave us a son. It says, unto us a child is born, unto us the son is given, hallelujah to God. And then it says that the government shall be upon his shoulder, hallelujah to God. And that takes a lot off of you, because right now where we are now, they talk about the economy. They're trying to get their last administrations coming back. They bombard your mind with the fact that this person, the last administration, that they could run again. And I don't know too much about politics, but I know that Jesus loved me. And how you could commit so many crimes and just go on like nothing's happening. But you see, when you realize that you're a child of the King, and that when you went down to baptism into the pool, you were baptized into Christ. Paul said you baptized into his death, you baptized into his crucifixion. When you raised up, you came up in the newness of life. And he said the life that we now live, we live it by faith in the Son of God. And we are from the kingdom of God. So that our government is from Jesus. Our government is in heaven. This government that it was here, I don't want to get into all that. This government that we have here, they're here because the government, the legislation, God agree with that. But being that we are members of the kingdom of God, and God had made us, he made us to master, he made us to have dominion over this earth here. And what happened, we have to walk in that kingship. Once you realize who you are in God, everything will begin to change in your life, hallelujah to God. I'm all the way over here where I didn't want to be. But once things are changing in your life, it's like you know that everything is going to be all right, because you have to realize that God has called you to be saved, to be who you are before the foundation of the world. This hour, our today is God's past, hallelujah to God. Our tomorrow will be God's past, because he already passed this way before, hallelujah to God. And he gave us the victory over every weakness, shortcoming, failure, demon, and devil. There's nothing too hard for God. Earth have no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So being that we have this love of God inside of us, and because he loved us, we're able to go boldly before his throne of grace. At one time they had the an old rabbinical teaching, and you read that they had it that you had to go to a priest to confess your sins. You had to bring the sacrifice thigh, and the priest once a year would go into the holiest of all and make that sacrifice. But then when that sacrifice wouldn't do it, hallelujah, because people began to willfully sin, God sent his son. When he sent his son, he atoned for us, hallelujah to God. He didn't have any sin. And when he went through all that he had went through, he came in, he taught us the ways of the kingdom of God. And once we learn the kingdom of God and learn of him, that's why he says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things shall be added unto you. Because we are part of the kingdom, we are kingdom children. God has angels all around us, hallelujah to God. He has given us the victory, hallelujah to God. He inhabits our praise. His ears always open. He's open to us, hallelujah to God. His ears are not heavy where he cannot hear us, neither is his arm short that he cannot save. So when he said that people would know that you're his disciple, they'd know it because God had invested work inside of you. He has poured his spirit inside of you. He has put that DNA of God. You have attributes of God all in your life, and that's what we function on, hallelujah to God. We come here to this hour of power of prayer every day, 5 days a week, hallelujah to God. And if you're not here, it's on your mind, you know that we're here. And what we're doing is we're worshiping God, hallelujah to God. We're praising God, hallelujah to God. See, and what happened is that because God is our God, hallelujah to God, because we're members of the kingdom, hallelujah to God, God wants us to prosper in everything that we do, hallelujah to God. He don't really, he wants you to become who you are. I forgot the word I was looking for, but he wants you to become, hallelujah to God. When he said work, that means that work translates in one part, that one time it translates to become what God would have you to be, hallelujah to God. There's something inside of you that gives you great joy that you don't mind doing, hallelujah to God. Maybe ministering on to people, maybe you have business, you know, but this, once you get into it, you enter into it, and when you invite God into it, you begin to worship God because he loves you. Because he loves you, he begins to bless you, hallelujah, God. Because he loves you, he tells you that because God loves you, he leads you along the way, hallelujah to God. He gave you this Bible, hallelujah to God. And anything that you're going through, you can find an answer for it in there. If not, you know, you could go to God in prayer. Things will begin to change. Sometimes I'll be on the prayer line, and I hear that people go through things like redundantly. You know, they go over things again, and the same problem will go over again, and they stay in the same situation. But God has given us power according to the gospel, according to John, the 14th chapter, the same one that said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, I would not leave you comfortless. You have the Holy Ghost. But then he said, it will be with you, never leave you. The Holy Ghost dwells inside of you. You could talk to that Holy Spirit inside of you. You could command that Holy Spirit to begin to heal your body, to heal the situation. You could command it to give you peace, hallelujah to God, inside of your spirit. This all has to do with the love that God has bestowed on us, hallelujah to God. That's how you know that we are of God. When you begin to talk, you could tell by the quality of your voice, hallelujah to God, that you are of God, because you become anointed. That's the substance of God inside of your life. Sometimes, just to point out something, Minister Chris is anointed. You know them by the voice, hallelujah, God. You notice that when some people begin to talk and it catches your attention right away, it's a sound. That's the Holy Ghost that is attached to them. You know, even Sister Mary, she's anointed, hallelujah, to God. She's anointed to do the work of God. She's anointed. She's called by God, and everyone that's his call. But I noticed something, I hope it doesn't offend her. I say, sometime Minister Mary there. Sometimes she, her voice is scratchy, you know, and what happened, even the scratchiness, when she said, you know, what you hear, even everything that comes out of her mouth, it be, the anointing be there. So I mean that you, in every situation that you're going through, God is in every fiber of your being. He's in everything that you do. Hallelujah, God. And it's blessed. Everywhere that you go, even where every place that your feet tread upon, it's a blessed place because of the love of God that you have. And that's what people know, the things that you do, that God is in you and that you're part of the kingdom of God. As R.W. Shambach used to say, you don't have any problems. All you have to have is faith in God. And the scriptures say, we know that you're his disciples, hallelujah to God. We know that you're a follower of Christ because of the way that you conduct yourself, hallelujah to God. And when you conduct yourself in that manner, God begins to bless you. And the more that you begin to read his word, it begins to open up to you. When you realize that you are a child of the kingdom and you have to surrender all, I have a friend, he knows God, he loves God, he has God's spirit, but he has a problem. I was talking to him, and I was talking to his wife, you know, and he goes so far, you know, I was telling him how bad the leg hurts sometimes. And I was talking to him about that. And he said, well, go to the VA hospital. And he said, well, he told me, he said, well, you're going to sing a song and pray. He said, I'll go there, but I'll sing a song, but it ain't a song like you're going to sing. In other words, he's going to go back and pick up the words that are not holy, the words that are not of God, hallelujah to God, because it goes back to the old nature. That's sort of like straddling the fence. So you say, well, if they don't do what I say do, now I can't get the results, what will he do? He's going to invoke the devil. He's going to invoke profanity, hallelujah to God. Then this is what will confuse him. How could you say that you love God? And then the minute that something come up, instead of you going to sort God about it, instead of you letting the angels fight your battle, instead of you using the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long suffering, meekness, gentleness, kindness, the Bible says against such there's no law. Then a lot of people say, well, you know this before God saved you, because God saved you, you're not the same. You may think you're the same, but you're not the same. Things have changed in your life. So I said, well, how is it that you want God to do something for you and you be wanting the bigger things in life, and that if something don't go your way, you're going to revert back to a backslidden state? What you're doing is just straddling the fence. Well, if everything's going my way, I praise the Lord and I thank you, Jesus. And if something don't go my way, I'll just invoke the works. Oh, yeah, the same scripture. You invoke the works of the flesh. I wish I had my Bible with me. I would read it for you. When it says after the fruits of the Spirit, it says these are the working of the flesh, backbiting, railing, this, that, the other. And he said, as such, I tell you, these people have no part in eternal life. So you have the eternal life. You have the love of God. You have been discipled in it. You are in the kingdom of God. You're a kingdom child. We are kings and we're priests and we're princesses, you know, and we have a portion in God, and God has sent us to the earth to colonize this earth, to change this earth like it is in heaven. So day by day, we're supposed to be changing this earth. We're supposed to subdue it. We're supposed to have dominion over it. Hallelujah to God. When we go, we get people, we tell them about Christ. Our job is to minister to people, to draw them to the kingdom of God. And our praise is to tell them about God. It's all about the family that the God had a son. Hallelujah to God. And he sent them here. His first one was Adam. He sent them. He fell, but he gave him dominion. Adam fell from dominion. He lost that place. Hallelujah to God. And through that, we went through all the books. Hallelujah to God. Then 42 generation, he sent this son made of a woman this time, a quickening spirit, was Jesus Christ. That's what Isaiah said. Unto us a child was born. Unto us a son was given. The child was Jesus Christ. The son was the son of the living God. That was the Christ. That was the anointed one. And that was the Messiah. And he has redeemed us from under the curse of the law. He has redeemed us from our old life. Hallelujah, God. We've been washed in the blood of life. So then you have to visualize yourself. You're walking in royalty. Everywhere that you go is royal. Everywhere that you put your feet is blessed because you're a child of the King now. It makes a difference, hallelujah to God. So you can't just go back to what you were doing. You just can't go back to your old nature to strive. That's why they said, don't let this word depart from your mouth, hallelujah to God. A lot of times we're looking for God to do things, hallelujah to God. Sometimes we want a home, hallelujah to God. And sometimes we have businesses, we have entrepreneurs, we got people in every imaginable walk of life, hallelujah to God. Then when you go to God and you pray, things be lacking, hallelujah to God. God said, well, how are you going to ask him for $1 million and you can't manage your tithe? How are you going to ask him for this when you're not doing things? Because you have to make sure that your word is lined up, that you're walking in the narrow way, hallelujah to God. And God begins to bless you. And by him blessing you, you have this power inside of you, hallelujah to God. Because he said, greater works you should do because I go to the Father. So you have all the power that you need to make it through this life. It's already, everything is in order for you. But he said, opposition will come, problems will come. But that love of God keeps you moving forward. The love of God constrains you. It gets you to pray, hallelujah, God. It gets you to worship, hallelujah, all by yourself sometimes. As the joy just come down all over you, hallelujah, God. Especially when you're going through. And what happened to the adversary, it's like a football player there. I don't want to talk too long, I guess I did. I'm going to stop. They always want to attack you, and they want to push you back. They want to push you back, and when it begins to push you back, it want to push you back into old memories and things that go wrong. But you have people that you have a prayer partner. You call them up, and you get a scripture, and you go forth praising God in love. Hallelujah to God. I didn't mean to talk that long. Thanks to God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glad to hear. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Is this phone still on? Hallelujah to God. Amen.
Yes.
And that's what I want to talk about, the love of God. Okay, man, I get carried away. I'm sorry. we're gonna get the names of people in your prayer requests. Anybody have any prayer requests or remarks about what we were talking about? If it was confusing to you when I started talking about anything like that, you can say at this time. If not, we're gonna go on and get your prayer requests and your names and everything. But do you understand what I was talking about, having the love of God? Amen.
Amen. I understood, and I just thank God for that word. Thank God for the word, Pastor Housley, for helping us understand it. And the more we hear it, the more we grow. And like you said, being among the saints on the prayer line, being among them for our growth in the morning, to get on the prayer line, to know that we're going to meet God and hear from God, to be encouraged and to grow and pray together. And thank God for that word this morning. Thank God for our scripture word for the week on love.
Amen. Amen.
So that we are growing every day. On those different things that we meet, those circumstances we meet, because we're going to meet the unlovable every single day. And if we turn on the news, we don't love what these people are doing, but somehow we have the love of Christ in us. It makes it easier for us to pray God, to pray because we are Christians and because we have love of Christ in us. So I just thank God for that word this morning. Thank you for blessing us so much with that. God bless you.
Amen. Every check goes a lot of time. I go from a lot of things come to mind when I'm there, and then things come up, you know, things come up. Sometimes I get too far on it because I be trying to give what God has given, trying to give something that would move, because a lot of times it seems like we go around the same mountain, you know, and we come up to the same place. But I thank you for your commentary on it. I appreciate it. Hallelujah to God. We open the line to get the prayer request. Hallelujah to God. We get the prayer request, and if this time, if someone got a short testimony, we'll take that. Because, amen, amen. It doesn't seem like I was talking to God this morning, telling the Lord I didn't have that thing on the prayer line, but amen. God is good. Amen. So thank you, Minister Mary. Amen. The line's open.
Good morning, this is Chris. I want to ask for prayer for my nephews today. They're burying their father today, so I just pray that God open their hearts and, give them understanding, and just, anybody that's going through bereavement. So many people are losing people, and so many people are I have a praise report, too. My dad had his colonoscopy yesterday. They didn't find cancer in his colon.
Hallelujah.
My dad was smoking cigarettes. Well, he doesn't smoke anymore, but he had been smoking cigarettes since he was 8 years old. And I think my dad is like 70 or something. So just for God's grace to be on his life like that is just amazing. That's the love we're talking about. That's the love right there.
Yes,
thank
it
God
is. Hallelujah. Yes, it is.
Keeping us healthy, keeping us just going. And I just thank God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank God. Give God a praise. Hallelujah, God. We thank God for the positive and the clear colonoscopy, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we praise you for it, Father, and we thank you for it in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. In Jesus' name we thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, God. Amen. Amen.
And hallelujah. A prayer request here for continue to pray for the family. We're in this 7 months of the year, and we're still calling out our families, our loved ones to know Christ, to know Christ. And I just want to continue to pray for my family, my brothers and my sister, and those nieces. That when we do pray, I call out their names to continue
Amen.
To pray for those that are sick among us. I have Mary, Beach, and Jamie as they're battling some things with in their bodies, and we just continue to pray for their healing, and also to pray for traveling mercy and grace. So many people that are on our roads, highways, and the byways, and airways, and waterways, so we will just continue to cover under the blood with protection as they travel today.
Amen. I thought we were going to be at home by this time, but there was two accidents. one on one side, one in front of you, and then down the road, within a mile, two accidents blocking up everything. Hallelujah to God. But we will keep the prayer going. Hallelujah to God. We have another prayer request. Amen. Anyone have a praise report, testimony?
I have a prayer request. I have another prayer request. I'm sorry, y'all.
Sure.
But I just
it's okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
But no, I've been really going through like a dark time. Just sometimes when you're an entrepreneur, I don't know how many entrepreneurs we have on this line, but when you're an entrepreneur, you put so much and you invest so much in your business, and sometimes things don't necessarily work out the way that you have wanted them to. And I just praying to God for clarity and just that He opened doors for me, because I know that God didn't give me all this ambition and this knowledge just for me not to be successful. So I just pray that God just order my footsteps.
That's true. I'll say that. We pray about that. When you're going through, you have to remember that you're saved. And you have the adversary. You have to always, he wants to discourage you. But then, you just give God the praise. And just knowing, the old thing, you just hold your peace there. You just take your stand, as they say, stand on your ground. And once you pray for your business, you don't worry about it. You put this in God's hand. And then God will take care of you. That's what I believe, that He'll take care of you. And a lot of times you just have to let things go and just keep walking forward into where you're going. Because the adversary, he wants to push you back. He wants you to say, well, close the door. This is not working right. That's not working right. The bottom line is not where I want it to be. that's all a part of business. So then you have your place there. Well, you know, it says, in all things give thanks. Lord God, today the numbers are not what I wanted to be today, Lord God, but I thank you, I praise you, and you begin to worship God for that. He inhabits the praises. He inhabits the praises. And those praises would keep the adversary backed up from you. I find that to be true a lot of times because I know that, you know, you go through things. I ran the truck and I just started praising God, hallelujah, God, and things went wrong and was out of money and the trucks broke down and I'm just sitting there looking. And there's praise God. Matter of fact, I've been on the prayer line and the truck's just sitting there. It was just sitting outside just broken. There wasn't no way to do nothing. I didn't get all I could get off all the advance off the load and everything. You can tell Mr. B could tell you about that.
Exactly. I said exactly.
And God just bless. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's just confirmation,
just
Apostle Horseman, and I just appreciate that because I've been fasting for this. I think today is like 7 days, and that's what I really just wanted to fast and just because I just felt like I wanted to hear from God. It seemed like I'm always praying and asking, and I just felt like I just wanted to just praise him and thank him, and just that's just what I felt like he was saying to me. Just stop asking me and just praise me because you know I'm able. So I just thank you for that this morning.
It's all right. You know, it's like sometimes you know, God hears, and the saying is that the sparrow cannot fall from the tree unless your Heavenly Father know about it. So you're fasting and praying, God hears you. You know, he's not slack concerning his promise as some man can't slack this. You're faithful and you're working, and then you have to know that, you know, you have to know, accept to yourself that I've done well. You didn't do anything wrong, and he has your petition. And you're just waiting on the manifestation of it, because he'll give you exceedingly abundantly above, because eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, neither have entered the hearts of men what God hath prepared for us that love him. I believe, yeah, I set myself in agreement, you know, same way we are, we got a few minutes here, same way we used to play in, and, you know, even this week and stuff, last week, I'd be playing for our sister Peggy, you know, I'm looking for God to work something miraculously in her life. You know, God has a petition. We just have to wait for the manifestation of the blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We have another prayer request as we go up. Hallelujah, God. We have to go up quickly. I hope my I don't know whether this watch is fast or not. But we want to go. Anyone else have another prayer request, testimony? Want to keep our Pastor Darlene in prayer and the family, Kennedy family lifted up and the Gibson family. Okay. We'll have a corporate prayer, and then Minister Mary will get up to the top of the hour. Okay.
Amen.
Father God, we pray for Jesus, Lord God, right now. By your spirit, God, and by your power, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God. We praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, hallelujah, God. We come worshiping you, Lord God. We come praise you, Lord God. And adoring you, Lord God.
Lord God,
in the name of Jesus,
today,
Lord God,
Lord God,
we thank you, Lord God.
Help
you, Lord
God.
In the name of
God,
Jesus, Lord God, God, we pray, oh Lord God, that the word which said,
Lord
God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that it would increase. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah,
Lord God. That I'm on fire for you, Jesus. Lord God, we pray for Denver and Dallas, Lord God.
I just praise you, Lord God, in the name of God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, save, oh Lord God. Lord God, we rebuke all foul spirits, oh Lord God. In the name
right
of
now,
Jesus,
name
Lord
God.
Hallelujah, Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you. And we praise you,
Lord
God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Moving, oh Lord God.
Spirit,
oh Lord God.
Move,
oh Lord God. Power,
God. In the name of Jesus. I thank you for each and every person in this prayer line, Lord God.
Yes,
Lord God.
God,
as we hear today, Lord God,
God,
I pray,
bless
God,
your name,
God.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God.
We
bless your name today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless the wife, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless the situation,
Lord God.
In the name
of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God. Lord God.
We thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, God.
Your mercy, for your love.
In the name
of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus, oh
Lord God.
Hallelujah, God. Yes,
God.
Yes, God. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, oh
Lord
God. Everyone here, yes, God. In the name
of
Jesus,
oh
God.
I pray right now, Lord God, that men get to our prayer sound shaking together.
In the name
of Jesus,
oh
Lord
God. God, we praise you, oh Lord God. In Jesus' name,
Lord
God.
We pray for everything.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, God.
Hallelujah,
God.
That you would
bless
the
Lord.
That
you would touch right now, God.
We pray for
in the name of Jesus, Lord
God.
We worship you, God. We praise you,
God.
In the name of Jesus, God.
We pray, Lord God.
Moving by your spirit, Lord God. By your power, God. In the name of Jesus,
Lord
God. Hallelujah,
Lord God.
God. We thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, God, in Jesus' mighty name, God. Hallelujah,
God.
Yes, God.
Yes,
God. In the name of Jesus, Lord
God.
Yes, God. We bless your name,
Lord
God, and we praise your name, Lord
God.
In the name of Jesus, Lord
God.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
We thank you for healing our mother, Lord God. Thank you for keeping our
Lord
God.
Thank you, Lord
God. Thank you for
visiting
our broken heart today.
Those are, Lord God, that are going through time.
We're praying for Don, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for everybody, Lord God, and our families, Lord God. Thank you for salvation
yes,
and keeping
Lord.
Them.
Thank you. In Jesus' name.
Precious name,
yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
yes,
Heavenly
God.
Father, Lord
we
God.
Thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, we're in the top of the hour, according to my watch. And we thank everyone for coming today in the name of Jesus. Minister Mary, if you have a final words, please, and take us out.
Yes, we just thank God for each of you on the prayer line this morning. We thank God for this wonderful, beautiful day. We thank God that our prayers are heard, our prayers are being answered today. And we thank God for his love today. We thank God that we're able to love the unlovable and to love everyone. And I love everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And we just extend them a portion of who God is and God's grace over everyone's life this day. So we bless you today. We come against those words that's spoken against us, and we just dispatch the angels of the Lord over us as we go in and out highways and byways in our workplaces. The angels of the Lord just see us, go before us in Jesus' name. God bless you, and we just ask
Amen.
You to use with and tomorrow. God bless. Love
Amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. Love you too.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.